Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. We are grateful for you. Day after the Missouri primary, and everybody put your hand up in the air and wave. Say, bye, Cori Bush. See you later. Go find something else to do. Apparently, she's going to tear down Apex Kingdom. She said that. We'll get to that a little bit later. But Cori Bush sent packing, among a lot of other good results from the Missouri primary. We'll get to that in a little bit. I want to bring my friend Tammy Bruce back on the show. Of course, author of a great book, Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind-Killing Agenda. She's a Fox News contributor. Tammy, welcome back to the show. A lot of news has happened since we last talked.
Yes, yes. The world is turning, and every day it seems like it's a new roller coaster ride.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, selected by Kamala Harris. Man, everybody was thinking it was going to be the governor of Pennsylvania, Shapiro, and I vocalized. It was myself and my Australian Shepherd dog, Rosie, sitting on the bed when I got that Fox News alert that it was Walz, and I out loud was going, what? Like, that really caught me off guard.
Yeah. Yeah, so Kamala is the woman who was no one's choice, and Walz, I contend, is a second choice. Obviously, you know, look, we saw Shapiro do some things that were just really debasing himself with walking back his support when he was a young man in college for Israel, talking about his IDF service, and that's when I thought, well, he is their choice, and they're asking him to do things to appease the Hamas wing of the party. And I thought, it's amazing that he would even be willing to do that. And then, if that's who this guy is, you know, look, people say we find out about ourselves when there's a crisis. Mm-hmm. I contend we find out more about ourselves when we're in the catbird seat. And we can kind of, something's out there that we want. And I think Shapiro found out about himself, something he did not like. I also think that they asked more of him, probably to condemn Israel or something, where finally he stopped and thought. And then also they finally really met and sat down. And I think that there was, well, I believe he was the first choice. And he understood finally that this was the Titanic, that this is not where you wanted to go. She's lost like 92% of her staff because of her behavior. And if you have a promising political future, which Shapiro believes he does, then you're going to be very careful about the choices you make. Mm-hmm. And I think he then later did issue a statement saying, we thought about it, and I really don't want to not be governor.
Yeah, I'm sure.
this was before the Walz announcement. And so it makes sense because, of course, Walz makes no sense. I mean, she said they're trying to distance herself from her progressive leftist garbage. And then she picks her mirror image.
Right.
With the exception of, you know, him being an old white male. She picks him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, this is a guy that it's still kind of a Hail Mary moment for the Democrats. But it also means Americans have a perfect choice. They can genuinely reject without any concern the garbage that we have been put through for the last freaking decade by the Democratic Party, especially what happened with Floyd and the burning of cities and the tampons in bathrooms and allowing agents of the state and schools to take over your kid's life without telling you. That is Tim Walz. So there is a clear choice. And Trump is excited, I'm excited, and all of us should be excited.
Yeah, I completely agree. It was actually, I felt like a physical exhale when I saw that she had picked Walz. Granted, it makes the stakes a little bit higher should they win. I feel like there's no effort. You know, Joe Biden even lied. He lied to us the whole time saying, I'm going to unite people. I know how to get things done, blah, 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 blah. He made us more
garbage.
Divided. This, to me, to Kamala, like the Kamala pick looks like, I'm not even going to try to unite anybody. We're going to do this our way. And if we're able to get elected, you know, hold on tight, because the far left progressive agenda is headed your way.
Yeah. Mark Levin, I just retweeted kind of a longish tweet from him about exactly what's happening. And what you're seeing is they have clearly, I think, acknowledged they can't persuade the American people, but they can't convince us. So what you're seeing is this full-bore Soviet-style gaslighting and propaganda campaign with the media, with the exception of certain talk radio like you, Fox News, et cetera, making, and social media, making it clear what this situation is. But if you're there, they have such contempt for their own base even, but for Americans in general, they think if they're going to, you know, have a rally introducing each other, not even mentioning the border and the economy and inflation, that you're just going to go for rappers who are twerking and jokes from, you know, a guy who's now being this extremist, as Walz is an extremist, mm-hmm. as some kind of folksy, middle of the road grandpa. All of it is a lie. From, like you noted, the Biden situation from the beginning was a lie. She's participated in the cover up. We are now heading toward major war. I don't think China's going to leave Taiwan alone. So people's families, loved ones are, who are in the military are now at extreme risk. If you went in there for an education and to see the world, what you're going to see are burning oil fields in the Middle East instead. These people know what they're doing. This is what's so obscene. Some people think, oh, well, they mean well. We can't even say that now. It's like nobody means well. What they mean is to get power and money, and all of us are just like little board game pieces. We're not even human beings to them.
Right.
And so it's a joke. It's a joke to them. But we've seen the last 4 years, Americans are not dumb. Some people are very busy and not as politically involved as, of course, perhaps your audience or some of us. But the fact is they know what their daily life is, and it's awful. And Trump's got a new commercial up using Reagan's speech about, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? It's very powerful. So, yes. At least we know the Republicans, through Trump, have their act together more than they ever have, and that we have a chance if we understand that, and it's hard to accept this, but that it's possible those two extremists could win. If we just kind of think, oh, the American people wouldn't let that happen. Well, look at what we've had for the last 4 years.
Yeah. You got to double your efforts and triple your efforts. I suppose if we go to war, we could just do what Tim Walz does and just opt out of our military service and go run for office
instead.
We're speaking with Tammy Bruce.
Yeah, say never mind and then just abandon them.
Yeah. You get to be in the military to get the benefits of the military and the title, and then you go use that title that you decided to step away from when your unit gets deployed to Iraq. It is unbelievable.
Horrible.
To see this guy Tim Walz. As a Midwesterner myself, I mean, St. Louis is about as middle of the country as you get. I'm really getting sick and tired of like having to own him as like a Midwestern kind of guy, because the people I know are very hardworking, blue collar, white collar, both types of people around here in St. Louis that are trying to make ends meet right now, and people who have been able to afford their lifestyle have pulled back on things in their lifestyle and still can't manage to make ends meet the way they used to before. How much do you think the economy still is an overarching issue for people when it comes to filling out their ballot in November?
Well, if anything changes, things will be getting worse. We saw that scare with the market, the stock market, that has recovered slightly, but that was just, it's like you're in Pompeii and Mount Vesuvius burps and you think, oh, there's nothing, it's not going to get any worse than that. But those little earthquakes you feel are a signal that the volcano is ready to go. And we're going to be in trouble. There's no changes in the approach from the Biden administration. The problems that we have, you see them, they're being completely ignored. There's no attempt to adjust whatsoever. And I think that the American people understand, again, it's energy, of course, is one thing. Food's another thing. But it's also, my God, rents. You think, oh, I can't buy a house, but my God, you can't pay your rent.
Right.
So these are things that are going to continue horribly. The only way it's going to change is there's this understanding that the regulations on top of inflation, but Biden regulations when it comes to the production of materials is that kind of quiet underlying cancer. It costs every American household $15,000 a year, Annie. And that is not the inflation we're speaking of. We're speaking about the generalized rise in costs overall for living our lives as a whole. And those are regulations that are unnatural. And so someone like Trump is going to go in, as we've seen, we saw Trump change things in a day in 2017. We saw Biden change it back to Dante's seventh level in one day in 21. And it can happen again.
Yes.
Because these are about regulations that can be reversed. But the Biden administration, they want this. And I brought about it a little bit in my book. But the lack of an ability to pay for things makes you more reliant on the government.
Amen.
Raises the fear level, makes you a kind of a constant ward of the state. And then they gain more power. And then it just builds. And that's what they're hoping for.
Yeah.
And it can change, but it will change next year when there's a new president.
Yes. From your lips to God's
Kamala
ears.
Harris.
Yes. You will own nothing. That seems to be the goal here. We're speaking with Tammy Bruce. Her book that she's referring to, Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind's Killing Agenda. I saw that you got a very, very nice review from President Trump himself. I'm
yes.
curious if
yes.
you feel like, last question before we let you go. I'm curious if you feel like Kamala Harris will ever get the interview that America needs, where she's put on the spot to actually answer unscripted questions from actual journalists.
You know, if they can avoid it, they will. And they avoided it with Biden. They eventually did have to have him do the debates.
Yeah.
And at that point, he was a little bit better than he is now. But I think that, you know, their goal is, because remember also what she's already avoided. The primary season is meant to introduce people to the American people, right? These candidates, that's where we're supposed to see how do people perform under fire? How do they speak to us? What do they say when confronted? You know, the hard questions, that's what the primary season is for. And she, of course, has been gone. That has not existed for Kamala Harris. She couldn't even handle it for a few weeks. Last time she had a dropout for 2020.
That's because her party didn't like her.
Well, you know, that's it. And just the nature of there's been books written and there's been some other articles about how she seems. And this is why my last column is saying directly, not even suggesting that her word salads and the weird stuff about her explaining the cloud computing is actually our data being not on planet Earth, that it's in a cloud. And this was in 2010, speaking to Google, when she had been the San Francisco district attorney for 6 years. And she was answering a question about searches, unreasonable searches and seizures in the Fourth Amendment. And she went on to explain that the cloud computing is a big problem because it takes, you know, it's like it means it's in the air above us. In other words, the main, and then she wins attorney general, a person who's a lawyer facing legal and prosecutorial decisions on magical thinking about the cloud. And it's like, what else has this woman done?
Yeah.
But the articles with people who've met her and have dealt with her, words like strange and loopy and nonsense. So they got rid of Biden because of his obvious cognitive issues. She seems to have something that is also having an impact on her intellectual cognitive ability to communicate.
Mm.
And it doesn't seem to be nerves. A lot of people, you know, freeze up in public, but no, it's this series of things. Yes, the laughter, the word salads. You think it's just because it's some kind of a trick. She genuinely has some problem that once again seems to be, you know, hidden from us. The people need to look for. I saw on my Twitter account her description of the cloud. In what's supposed to be a serious interview in a group with people from Google who would know, but nobody. At Google, she explains, and she waves her hands above her head like this, and she's like a child, amazed at how the data and things we have are no longer on our laptop. They're above us.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
you laugh so you don't cry.
It's exactly. So this is very serious, and it's a very dangerous time, and it's not just we'll have, you know, some goof being the president. As we've seen, it's going to be, if the Middle East continues at this rate and Israel does not have our support and everybody's got nuclear bombs, we are going to have a catastrophe that we think at the Afghanistan withdrawal was a catastrophe. That is a tiny smidgen of a drop to the nature of what's going to be happening to human beings on this planet if Americans allow this to occur. And it's partly the Republicans' responsibility to be smart. And I see J.D. Vance has gotten a bit more refined, yes, about how he's speaking about the issues, which is good news. But my God. And then one last thing I will argue for you, your audience, and for conservatives. There are conservatives who are wringing their hands and clutching their pearls about J.D. Vance and about Trump should do this, that, and the other thing. These are people who are sitting around maybe placating their media bosses. I don't know. But for the conservatives who are sitting there thinking, oh, my God, it's over. Oh, my God, Trump just should have just shut up about the whatever. You know what? Stop second guessing this guy.
Yeah.
He's been right. He had a bullet bounce off his head. He knows what's at stake. He's losing everything. He knows what he's doing. And little people sitting behind their desks need to shut up.
Amen.
They need to, because it's a psyop. This is a psyop to depress the conservatives and Trump supporters into retreating. It is the same dynamic as creating fear. And it works because the human mind is fragile, but also these are long-tested techniques. And if you see a conservative, quote-unquote, complaining and whining about Vance and Trump because they're doing the wrong thing, well, when you do what either one of them have been able to accomplish, then you can speak up. But for right now, stop adding to the Democrat psyop against this whole country.
Man,
anyway. So I'm sorry.
I'm gonna clip that, and I'm going to listen to it every morning for the next 90 days, just so that I can be fully motivated to come to work and do as Kamala says, do the work. That she says that phrase all of the time.
Yeah, that's right. Let's get to work. Right.
Yeah. Let's actually stop getting to work and start doing something for the American people. Tammy, we appreciate you so much, and I am so grateful for your passion on the show. We look forward to having you back very soon, and everyone needs to check out your book, Fear Itself. It's fantastic.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Tammy Bruce, everybody, Fox News contributor and author, best-selling author of the book Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind-Killing Agenda. Inject that into my veins. I'm ready to go. Tammy Bruce. Clapping for her. All right, let's take a quick break. Wiggins America. Sorry, you got to follow that, Wiggins. I'm not sorry. He's going to do food news when we come back. Yeah, only in this show. All right. Hey, listen, if you didn't get to hear the whole Tammy Bruce interview right there, it'll be on our podcast. You can also listen to everything that we clip from the show, the whole show, everything at AnnieFryShow.com. It'll be right there in a playlist for you. Just click play and listen. We'll be right back.